It's rare that somebody approaches the city and says, hey, have you got use for $1 million? So I would be remiss if the first person I didn't thank was Chancellor Sharp. When he became aware of ITS and its impact on the city of College Station, not just on game day, but the overall community, he was very quick to offer these funds. What people may not know is we at the city of College Station have been working very closely with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, and particularly these two gentlemen, Dr. Dennis Christensen and Dr. Tim Lomax, on the implementation of a game day program. And that is an evolving plan that has been refined and refined to be able to facilitate traffic to and from the stadium. And I've known the gentleman for a long time, but my staff works very well with them. Folks probably don't know that we're close and old friends, and we enjoy their company. So this is an opportunity not just for us to work with a foremost transportation institute on the face of the earth, but to continue our work with our friends. And I mean that. We enjoy their company. So, you know, it's Dennis and Tim to us. And when something goes wrong, we're quick to defer to Tim and explain that it was his idea. No, in all seriousness, it's been a delight working with these gentlemen on the game day program. This is a chance to not just affect and refine that program, but to make the traffic experience in College Station, which has become more and more difficult, better and better. So ITS, the Intelligent Traffic System, is a wonderful idea. It's almost a $5 million program. This is going to go a long way toward the implementation of that. We're delighted to be here this morning. And again, cannot thank the system enough, Chancellor Sharp, but also the opportunity to work with our friends at TTI. So delighted to be here, and I'll be happy to answer your questions after the experts explain how this is going to be.
Well, thank you, Billy, and thank you, Kelly. We at TTI are honored to be here today and honored to have the opportunity to work with our friends in the city of College Station at advancing traffic management. As Kelly says, we've been doing this together for a long time. This raises it to a new level. We have something in excess of 400 professional transportation researchers who have worked literally all over the state and all over the country at advancing traffic management. And it's fun and it's gratifying to come back to our hometown and be able to do the same thing. We appreciate the confidence that the A&M system and Chancellor Sharp showed us, Mayor Berry, Councilwoman Brick, giving us the opportunity to work in our hometown with them to advance something that will be a benefit to all of us. Interest in the topic of traffic management at the system level increased a couple years ago when Kyle Field began to be expanded, and Chancellor Sharp was perceptive enough to realize that traffic planning was needed to go along with that improvement. And it led to a very cooperative and very successful effort to better handle game day traffic at College Station. And it was led by Tim Lomax. Well, as Kelly indicated, we're not a small town anymore. We've become a city. And on occasion, we experience the traffic that goes with being a city. On game day, the size of the crowd at Kyle Field makes College Station have the fourth largest downtown in the state of Texas. And all of those people want to leave at the same time with no freeways. It's a challenge, but we have made huge progress working together to make it happen. And if you go out and you ask the traveling public, what is the one thing that you can do to make my trip, my traffic better? In virtually every survey conducted all over the country, the response is time the darn traffic signals. And the equipment going in as a part of this upgrade is a huge step in being able to do that well and do it efficiently. Let me introduce Dr. Tim Lomax. Tim led the game day traffic planning and continues to do that. He's also the Texas A&M Transportation Institute's liaison with the City of College Station on this work. Tim?
Thanks, Dennis. Thanks, Kelly for the city's leadership on this. I think that's really where this project started, is with the city. They came up with a plan. They had a very detailed planning process, came up with a great system. We're just happy to be involved in trying to help make that better, bring some of our international and national experience to making these situations better. I think the other thing is that this is going to get better over time. So one of the things that everybody talks about is this isn't just a game day thing. It's a Monday through Friday thing. But those two elements really blend very well together. The same kinds of problems occur on the same during all those periods. And so we will get better at operating all the nice equipment that we have. On the equipment side, the city has already switched out all the controllers and all the signals, so we have the ability to change traffic signal timings much faster than we did before. Last year, it was more like a put the timing plan in for tomorrow by 11 p.m. tonight, and then you can't change it. So now we can go in and, you know, if there's a problem, they, not me, they don't let me play with this stuff, they can change the signals and have a different timing plan in another half an hour or even less. So we can react much faster to problems. We can also find those problems much better thanks to the closed circuit cameras that they're putting out. So there'll be all the major routes in town will have monitoring equipment. And that all will sync up with what A&M's Transportation Services has in terms of their camera system and their monitoring system. So now we've got A&M and the city together in a system where those two systems can talk to each other, those two agencies can talk to each other. So now we've got a system that can really find problems faster, react to them faster, and have a better plan of how to tell the public about it. So we think of this, I think of this as kind of like the world's greatest linebacker. You know what's happening, you can react to it really quickly, and you can get there in a hurry. Only thing is, we do it better on asphalt than they do on asphalt, because we don't have cleats. I think the partnership is solid. I think we're really looking forward to working with the city's staff. We have a bunch of traffic experts. The gentleman that we work with at the city, Troy Rother, is receiving the American Public Works Association Texas Section Transportation Manager of the Year Award today. That's why he's not here. So we're working with award winners at the city, and we're really looking forward to it. I think that's all I have. Questions?
What's the timeline?
You want me to take that? So signal controllers are already in. The new communication equipment between the center, the transportation management center, and the signals will be in by the summer. The traffic management center that the city is developing will be in by the end of the summer. So by the fall, we will be able to control signals from their shop. We will be able to see TV camera views from their shop and from the East Kyle Command Center and from the Transportation Services shop. Beyond that, we're looking at the contract calls for us to sort of look at how else we can spend the money beyond what the city had allocated, and that's going to be probably some signals down Welborn Road. After the game, we turn Welborn Road four lanes southbound. There'll be some lights that will help move that traffic along, so we don't have to put out quite as many traffic cones and barrels and stuff. That's going to start. That installation will start after football season. So substantial completion will be into next year. There'll be some other elements, the city budget funds beyond that. But by this football season, you'll be at this fall start of student activity, you'll see some much better benefit.
And how does that impact, if it does, the traffic management plan you put in last year? You made the reference to the Welborn Road redirection.
Yeah, so the thing that we lacked was the ability to really understand what was happening out beyond campus. Now we will be able to see from one spot, the city and A&M first responders will all be able to see the situation and react to any different situations much faster. For example, last year at the Ole Miss game, we had a DWI crash at Stotzer out the west side of University. And 2018, we also had a medical emergency at basically the same time on George Bush. So you get the two west exit routes from Kyle Field blocked up by emergencies. It took us a while to figure out what was going on there. This year, we will have camera coverage. We will be able to see and respond much faster. So we not only can get the right first responders out there, but we can also start telling people, hey, don't go that way. Let's go this way and adjust our traffic plans, because College Station PD is wrapped into this. So is the city of Bryan. So we'll be able to make sure that everybody understands, okay, here's the new plan. 5 minutes ago, this is what we're doing. Right now, this is what we're going to do. We can pick up barrels. We can change cones. We can change signal timings and implement a much faster program. Again, we're a big city suburb on a game day, and if everybody expects that they're going to be able to drive at the speed limit away from Kyle Field, then I haven't done my job of convincing you that we really do have some traffic challenges. But it's going to be a lot better than it would be otherwise.
Well, that real-time information that you're giving to all the agencies be available for the fans through the app? Or
I'm not sure it'll be available through the app because of our bandwidth constraints, but I think we're working with the city to try to figure out how that gets put out. Maybe
we're still refining that. As you know, we do live tweets, we send out information, so we're still refining the communication plan as to how that's what's going to go out through the app and what's going to go out from the city or the university. Still working on that. We'll have that all in place by the fall, but I'm afraid I don't have an absolute answer for you at this time.
How long has the city of College Station worked with TTI on refining this game day plan? When did that relationship begin?
I'm trying to remember the inception date. Do you remember?
Officially, this one was like January of last year. I think we had been out collecting some data during the 2013 football season, and you know, just unofficially, because I'm a traffic geek, I've been doing this for about 20 years with the city, the state, county. We went back all the way to the Texas Avenue reconstruction back in the 90s. That's where we sort of first said, you know, we need to do something different than just let everybody go where they want to go, and came up with plans. So I've been working at it for that long. We've got folks in our staff who work with the city signal staff all the time. And so, you know, on some level, we're happy to get paid to do what we really like to do, but we've been trying to help for quite a while.
And so what started then in January 2014? Was that just the game day plan specifically?
The game day specific plan, and attempting to not only deal with the 106,000 folks, but also make sure when they come here they have a good experience. So that included the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Downtown Bryan, the Chamber of Commerce. So that was really more than just a traffic plan.
Will we see any additional construction, or are we past that point of the plan? Additional construction
as far as lane miles?
Yes
and no. The additional lane miles and additional construction, as a matter of fact, there was a lengthy discussion. My deputy city manager Chuck Gilman, who was my former public works director, outlined all of the potential bond projects that could go in a theoretical November bond election. So are there potential lane miles? Yes. Will they be in place by game day? No. So the city is pursuing that. That's not directly a part of what we're talking about here this morning, but they're moving sort of in a parallel fashion. We have to build more lane miles. This is a way to make the lane miles we have more efficient.
Yeah.
The whole idea is that there's ways to move traffic without just building additional lane miles. We can optimize the system that we have. That's really what this is about. It truly is an intelligent system. I don't like to describe the system we have now as... Let's say it's uninformed. But we have some signals that communicate with each other. We need a system where it's all communicating with each other, where we can optimize that for different times of day, for rush hour, for game day, and have the ability to adjust that. This will allow us to get to that level. We don't have that yet.
This is all making our system more intelligent overall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't want anybody to quote me that it was unintelligent, but it's...
I think you are on the record as saying that Aggies are involved, so it's going to be intelligent.
I think you said that, but I think I retweeted that.
Kelly or Tim, is there any way to estimate what the average motorist might benefit in this as far as time being paired roadways or?
In terms of benefit, I think we're talking about in a 10-minute trip, you might get home a minute or two faster. That doesn't sound like a huge amount, but 10 minutes to get home doesn't sound like that much either. I come from the land of L.A. and Chicago and New York, where traffic problems are a lot bigger than ours. I think the real benefit of this is going to be more predictable travel times and more less frustration because folks don't know about it. So many of you have traffic apps or know about ways to find out information about traffic. Now we'll be able to tell you either through Twitter or through the city's website or you looking on your website before you leave your office, because none of you look at your phones while you're traveling. You'll be able to find out where the incidents are, where the tie-ups might be, and what the best route home might be.
Kelly, how important is it for the city to have an ever-evolving traffic plan?
Well, we've always had an ever-evolving traffic plan, and folks that are not where this is not front and center, and I'm not an engineer. I'm probably the least informed person about the technical side of this project up here. But I've never worked for a city that didn't have an evolving traffic plan, traffic management plan. We have a thoroughfare plan, and that is very much a living, breathing document. You know, as the university grows, we start to deal with some of those impacts. We have growth beyond the university now. We have people moving here for the schools. We have people moving here for other reasons. So we've seen unprecedented growth. We came out of a recession into a dead sprint with our growth, that the rest of the state is actually experiencing. So we're dealing with a lot of different impacts, but make no mistake about it, I have at least one good transportation discussion every day that I'm at work. And I think I confessed to Tim last night that when I'm pushing a lawnmower, I'm thinking about transportation, because you may not have a thought on city facilities or in city parks, but everybody in this town has an opinion on the traffic. We receive suggestions all the time. I also receive emails and tweets, not all of them kind. But we take all of that data in. And again, we work with our friends at TTI, but we're constantly refining that. Truth is, we have always constantly refined that. But we've grown up, we're a city, and we are taking on some of those elements of some of those cities. So it's what we have is not exactly Transtar, but we have the, which they have down in Houston, Harris County, but we have the beginnings of that here. And this will continue to evolve, and it will grow, and it will become more efficient as time goes on. So it's a very exciting day.
I don't think we know of any town this size that has a traffic management center like what they're going to have. Again, that's where we really applaud the vision and the leadership of the city to step forward and do something like this.
Kelly, how does the city manage this on non-game days the rest of the 350-something days of the year?
Well, the reason there's a terrific benefit for us is the ITS was an initiative of the city. We were going to do this anyway, so we're going to have the senator monitor this. We're thrilled to have the opportunity to work with experts in the field. And by the way, I'm remiss for not having mentioned Troy Rother, who's a terrific individual and a great engineer, but I've got a very accomplished staff. They were going to do a great job of this, even if the chancellor hadn't very generously offered these funds. This just gives us the advantage to do more and more quickly. But the center is going to grow. Our abilities are going to grow. And the technology is going to continue to evolve. So we're evolving from these uninformed signals now to something that we can modify. We can apply algorithms. We can manage for peak travel times. And I have this fantasy of I'm not often out on the roadways at 3 a.m., but when you come to that traffic light at 3 a.m. and there's no cross traffic, I don't want to stop. It would be nice if the cameras and what have you detected there was no cross traffic and gave you the green light. So we're very much moving onto that new frontier. Other cities are there, as Tim mentioned, but we're the only city of our size. And again, TTI is I don't think people understand how privileged we are to have that institute in our town. They've not only done work around the country, but around the world. I would love to be a model for the rest of the state of Texas, perhaps the country, as to how traffic should be managed. And we have the expertise in this community to do that. So I'm hoping this grows beyond this point to where we are in a true partnership with the system in TTI, and And this goes beyond this day and this initiative.
So there'll be somebody actually sitting in front of computer monitors 24/7, or how's that work?
I don't want to give you the impression. I would be happy to volunteer Troy to do just that. No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is these signals can be programmed, and they can also, it's not a static program necessary where it runs on the same time, it has the same interval and what have you. It's intelligent. It can actually, through the cameras, et cetera, actuate those signals. So it's intelligent in and of itself. That being said, there will be somebody that is monitoring at peak times on game days that is going to be in this center monitoring this. And there could come a time, just like Transtar, that we have at a point in our evolution where we have somebody there 24/7. We're not at that point yet.
Well, law enforcement, or will emergency services have the ability to make changes, say something, there's a major crash like the DWI thing, except it's not on a game day, but it's during rush hour?
That's a major part of all of this, that we can divert traffic, notify people, alert emergency services. That's an integral part of all of this. That's internal to the city and our workings, but as Timothy mentioned, you know, the inception of the game day plan was a very sort of a broad net with CBB and other parties. Just about every department in the city is involved in this. Communications, parks, public works. We have people deploying barricades for game day traffic, et cetera. So this isn't just public works and police and or fire. There are a lot of different components in this, but it's we're excited about it for that, for the efficiency. My police department's happy about it because they get to make quicker real-time changes to the system or affect that. And working closely with Troy and Donald and other members of the public works staff.
So there will be people, police, and fire that can actually do the changes as conditions warrant.
I'd be remiss if I told you the protocol was that these people have that authority. There's going to be open communication. And I have to tell you, game day is an interesting experience for me because I'm getting notifications during the ball games as to how many cars we're towing and where there's parking issues and where the accidents are. So my kids get very annoyed with me during games. But there's a lot of city communication. We have staff. We have fire and police at the stadium, around the stadium. This is just a larger effort there. So we work very closely with the UPD on that effort, and we communicate very closely. We're in that command center in Kyle Field. So there's a lot of communication. But, Bill, I'd be remiss if I told you that these are the protocols and these are the people that can change those signals. I don't know that.
Well, and I know that there's that the focus is on game days. I'm interested in the rest of the year when the unexpected happens.
Yes.
And how does the city respond to address those changing
traffic signals? No, but you make a good point because we have ice, you know, we have flooding, we have these kinds of things, and this system is going to allow us to monitor those conditions at intersections, accidents, what have you. So, yes, for us, it is a 365, 24/7-day type of operation. It's just that when the reason game day gets the discussion that it does is that's when we have, you know, those fantastic demands. So it's effectively, if a city were to model its highest impact, you know, for us, that would be game day. So if we can optimize that traffic flow, everything else is relatively easy.
Just one other thing on that. If you think about an automated system, it doesn't need somebody sitting there to do something all the time. The huge benefit that Kelly talks about is that police, fire will have access to the cameras. They'll be able to see what the problem is. They'll know, is this just a fender bender that's causing some backup in traffic, or is this a fire? They'll be able to respond a little bit more appropriately. The system will react when it sees demand on some road that it didn't expect. It will adjust over the next few minutes and add more green time to Texas Avenue because there's a problem on Welborn Road or whatever.
Sure. You mentioned before that this new system will allow, sort of, if there's a traffic accident, for someone to come in and program the signals so maybe that area can be avoided or sort of make changes so traffic flows easier. Was that something that you guys were able to do this past football season?
Well, actually, we had a lot of practice at changing signal timings. That was one of the things that we saw, that we knew that things would get better with the ITS plan. But, for example, the Lamar game, we had a two-hour lightning delay. That means everything else happens 2 hours later. So their signal foreman actually went back to the shop, reprogrammed the signals to all come on 2 hours later in the game day exit plan. So we had all this plan in place by the end of the second quarter. The Aggie band won halftime, and everybody decided to go home. So we're sitting in the command center. We're watching people stream out of the stadium, and yet we're not able to do anything with the signals. And so what we wound up doing was getting the College Station police and the university police and transportation services folks involved, and basically just put some signals in flash ahead of time and started working traffic because we had this great working relationship. In the future, we'll be able to hit some buttons and the game day exit plan will come on. I'm not encouraging people to leave right after halftime. I'm just recognizing that happens every now and then. And the problem is we don't know when that happens. It would be nice if Coach Sumlin was to tell us when he's going to blow somebody out. But.
We have time for one more question. What is the cost of all this? I mean, traffic improvements aren't cheap, I'm guessing. And like the signal improvements, the changers?
The estimated cost for the ITS, for Intelligent Traffic System, that we projected is about $4.75 million. Now, that's aside from lane mile construction, from new bridges, new anything like that. That's just ITS that we're talking about. And, of course, the funds that the system will bring to bear here will be able to, you know, help us supplement that. So it's effectively growing that program faster than the city could have done it. It's a tremendous benefit to us. But again, just ITS alone, it's a multi-year, it's about a five-year program that we foresee or forecast now, and it's about a $4.75 million program. Again, the whole idea is lane miles are incredibly expensive. Building new roads, very expensive. What we're talking about with ITS, it's a much more efficient way to move traffic. That's not to say we don't need to build lane miles. We're just trying to optimize the system that we have while we continue to supplement it with, again, lane miles and new roads, what have you. So in and of itself, 4.75. I think I answered. Okay.
How far into it are you?
We are not very far, as a matter of fact, which is why it's nice to have these funds now to be able to sort of thread TTI and the system's efforts into our program. Timothy mentioned the what's been ordered and what have you, but that shows you that we're really at the starting line with it all. I think you're going to see those impacts. You're going to see the difference in the fall. The great thing is, and you gave a great example of being able to think on the fly and change things with regard to the Lamar game. We need that ability. We need that ability to adjust to weather conditions, to game conditions, to and that really is the best explanation of the difference between the system we have now and the intelligent system that we're working to. But again, the example that Tim gave showed that cooperation that's really already in place. So this is a continuation of that partnership. And it's terrific to have these funds and this cooperation at the outset of that. It's already been a lot of fun. I've learned more about traffic management than perhaps I ever wanted to know.
You have a lot to learn.
Well, and I'm going to be standing there with a clicker at one of those intersections pretty soon. But no, it's an exciting time, and I look forward to learning a lot more about this. So. It'll be interesting. I look forward to getting back with you on this and talk. We'll talk more about the implementation. I'll get Troy at the podium, who actually knows a whole lot more about what he's talking about. So,